Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. I have to tell you that I've been trying like heck to get out of the home front and get to the studio, but, you know, there are a handful of things that do prevail, and such is life. So, anyway, after being away, you have to get home and you have to take care of business sometimes, and sometimes it takes a few days to get to business. Anyway, long story end. So, ready to walk out the door and frustratingly waiting to do the show because I couldn't do it on the road because apparently I am speaking underwater. That's what everybody seems to say. So, can't be talking to you on my Bluetooth on the road, only from my studio. Anyway, so good to be home. Although I have to tell you, the weather in Florida is spectacular. And the funny thing is, it's like, you know, there are parts of Florida that I drive around and I'm in, and I feel very comfortable and very, I almost want to say at home, because it seems more, I don't know, it just seems more familiar. There are certain parts of Florida that are so unfamiliar with those wide, wide, wide roads, and I just don't know where I'm going. I feel a little, like, out of sorts, and I don't like that feeling. So that's the only reason why I've been sort of kind of, like, on the fence about always going to Florida as far as, like, looking for a place to hang my hat. Although, you know, everybody in my family keeps telling me, we're all going there, you should go there. And when I tell them about where I would like to go, they say, you can't go there, there's nobody there. And I'm like, well, if I go there, I'll be there. And then thusly someone will be there, and then we will have another place to add to where to go. I guess we all know that I'm talking about Arizona or New Mexico. It's very funny. Anyway, just the way it is, you know, that's it. It is what it is. You like what you like. You don't like what you don't like. End of story. Shall I say more? I could. I guess I won't. Anyway, so I have to say it was kind of traumatic. You know, they say that everything happens for a reason, and a lot of things that happen are just in your head. Well, I have to tell you, I was without a car, and it was fine because I was, you know, out of state, so it didn't matter that it was without a car. So when I came back and I wanted to be with my car, I was carless, and I have to tell you, I am really spastic without a car. I don't want to say that I'm just really spoiled. I spoiled myself. I made it this way. You know, that's like my only, I don't want to say outlet, but it's like, that's my thing. You know, being able to go wherever I want to go, whenever I want to go. How did you get out there? And, you know, it's just kind of, that's it. It's my comfort zone. If it's your comfort zone, that's it. There's nothing you can do. Bang, end of story. See you later. Done deal. Anyway, so coming home, and I have to tell you, so my flight was, like, delayed like you couldn't imagine. And I've only, like, been, I think that's only happened to me twice. One time coming back from Wisconsin, and that was a trip from hell. It was a great vacay because I got to see my family and be with my brother and my nieces, and all spectacular. Love them. But, you know, when that was the winds. Okay, so in the wintertime, you have the snow and the ice. And in the summertime, you have the rain and the thunderstorms. So it's like, it's hard, you know, considering, like, you think that it's always, you know, perfect, easy time to fly. It's not so perfect, easy time to fly all the time. Anyway, that's the story. I'm sticking to it. So, just kind of funny on that topic, on that subject. So, anyway. So I'm trying to come back from Florida, and, you know, you book, and they're supposed to alert you that there's a delay or there's a possible change, and it ended up being fine. In fact, it was like one of the most eventful, smoothest flights I've had. Well, they were all pretty good, I have to say, you know. But it was just, It was like they were so worried about all these thunderstorms. Now, I have to tell you, when you're up in the air, and I think that we were like flying at like 37,000, there was a thunderstorm that had moved off by that point. I think that they went way inland. And I was looking out east. And I knew that that storm was now well over the ocean. But I have to tell you, it was huge. And looking at the lightning in the clouds was amazing. It was like looking at the clouds in X-ray. So, you know, and now I'm sitting here listening to the thunder start again. And I have to move my car because I'm like under a tree that it wasn't looking too happy. So anyway, yeah, so crazy, crazy, crazy. But 73 degrees out, and it's jumping up and down. Now they're showing 73 in thunderstorms. And you know, I'm wearing shorts, and I'm like, it's summer. I want to wear shorts, but I don't want to be cold. I know that sounds crazy, right? It's 73 degrees, and I'm wearing shorts, and I don't want to be cold. Yes, those were the words that came out of my mouth. So it's like you're looking at the weather, and you're going like, you know, the last weekend in June, okay, Pride weekend when everybody's doing the parade and everything's fabulous. Now, I have to say for the past 9 years, it has rained on that Saturday of Pride weekend. And, you know, we always end up going and walking anyway. But this year it was 60-something degrees and the rain was making it colder. So it was like there was no way I was going to go walking in that rain. Just like, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to be cold. And if I can avoid it, I certainly will. So that's where my head goes. That's how I react. That's how I fly. Now I'm looking to change my shorts because if I'm going to get rained on again, and I'm certainly sure it's looking like I'm going to, I want to be in a pair of shorts that are going to dry quickly, not jean shorts. So, as I speak to you, not cooking today, changing. So, anyway, so it's just one of these crazy things. It's like, it just doesn't seem to matter. It's just the way it goes, you know? And, I don't know. It's amazing. Every single thing I own fits right now. Is that amazing? Well, sort of, kind of, not really, but a little bit. I guess that last year, all my summer clothes were a little on the, some of them were on the snug side. And this year, every single thing I own is fitting or big. Does that mean I'm supposed to go out and buy all new clothes? I never know, you know. So all I can say is that I really would like to go out and buy some nice skirts. But I need somebody to go with me. And all my friends keep telling me, yes, I'll go with you. When do you want to go? Or they'll say, well, you need to get this, this, and this. And I'm like going, yeah, I know what I need to get. I need company. So somebody could look at me and say, oh, my God, Lisa, what are you thinking? Don't buy that. Or say, oh, that's spectacular. Definitely get that. See, that's what I need. I need the help of the advice, of the opinion. Anyway, so after all this craziness with that flight, so this is what they did. And I have to tell you, JetBlue just came out with this really funny commercial. I don't know if it's actually been aired yet, but I saw it on the news yesterday. So much has gone on, I can't tell you. So, okay, so here we'll start. So they pushed the flight back an hour and a half, which turns into 2 hours. Then they say, okay, okay, you can get on the plane now. So they start boarding. And for the first time ever, I checked my bag. And I have to say, that was spectacular. Smart move on my part. And then almost, of course, not a good, great idea. But start boarding. They get half the people on the plane. And they get a phone call and they stop boarding. So we sit there for another 40 minutes. And then they say, okay, we can continue boarding. Okay. Now they get the rest of the passengers on the plane. So we all get on the plane, and now we're all sitting there. They don't close the doors, and the pilot comes out, who looks like an older version of Neil Patrick Harris, comes out, and he says, well, they're telling us two different things. we could close the doors and taxi out and sit on the runway. But if they flag us back in, then we're going to have to turn around and come back. But if we're not ready to leave when they say, then we're not going to get in line and be the next whatever to take off. And I'm like, okay, I understand all that. We sit on the plane for half an hour, 40 minutes, and then they deplane everybody rather than, I guess they don't want to have that fiasco of having people sit on the plane for hours and hours. So they tell everybody, I'm sorry, you have to get off the plane. So now it's like 9:30. I'm supposed to be landing at this time. So we all get off the plane, and some people are running to different, you know, check-ins to see if they can change their flight. And I'm like, well, my bag is on that plane. I'm not going to change my flight. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And they're like, well, we think this is canceled. And I'm like, well, will they be able to get my bag off? And the woman said, well, if it's definitely canceled, then yes, they'll definitely get your bag off. Okay. So I call my mother back, and they're telling me, well, figure it out, and then either you take a cab back or we'll pick you up. Just let us know. Okay. So I'm on the phone with her for a while. I'm talking to a couple of friends. I'm milling around. And then they decide they're going to put us back on the plane. So the people that have already changed their ticket, some of them have left. One woman decided she was going to get back on the plane. So they fixed it back, and then, you know. So there were three people in the row that I was in, and now it turns out to be just two. So the guy that was in the middle ended up sitting on the aisle, and I had the window seat. But at this point, it doesn't matter because it's so dark you can't appreciate the sunset and flying, you know, and looking out the window. You know, I fly so early in the morning when I go to Florida that I prefer to have an aisle because I'm not looking out the window. Everybody's got their shutters closed, so you can't see anything anyway, you know, and most of the time I'll sleep. But going back, I usually get, you know, an evening flight and the sun is setting and it's just pretty. So I like that. Well, now it's blackout. You can't see anything anyway. And they did like a backward S. So we're over the water, and then we come inland, and then we're over the land. So, you know, it didn't matter. You couldn't see anything anyway because it's all black until you get over the land, and then you can see the trickling of lights, you know. Anyway, so it was all interesting. But I loved watching that thunderstorm for, like, the last 20 minutes or half an hour. And then I fell asleep before we landed anyway. But it was so funny. So I got home at, like, 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the morning. But it was just one of those, you know, random, just whatever. But it was such a smooth flight. And you know, they're preparing you for like, oh, it's going to be bumpy and it's going to be this and it's going to... And I'm like, okay, whatever. It'll be what it'll be. It was really a very uneventful, really nice flight. And, you know, so there you have it. I like that better anyway. I mean, you know, not a big deal. I like to fly, so... I remember the days when I didn't like to fly. You couldn't get me on a plane. I'd be like the cat. You're trying to get the cat in the tub to give it a bath, and I'll be holding on to anything rather than get in that tub. And now I'm like, you know, I'm the last one to get on the plane. And get off when you get off. And you can't get off faster than you can get off. But it's funny. I'm just so chill. It's interesting how things change. So I went to see Amma this week, and I wanted to go initially on Sunday, but I didn't have a car. And so I was having all sorts of stress until I decided some point, sometime on Monday, just to let it go, that it had nothing to do with me, and I was stressing something else. You know, this is the real philosophy of everything on the planet anyway, you know. They say observe. The Hindu philosophy, which I have been practicing for a long, 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 long time, coming up to 20 years, but not quite. I think I'm at like 17 or 18. So I'm already on the down closer to the 20. So I remember that one of the things that they used to say is that you should be the observer, you know, get up and observe what's going on. Always have compassion and always be caring, but try not to take anything personally. Just observe it. See how it goes. Watch what's going on. Well, I have to tell you that Saturday and Sunday, I was in the thick of it, and I was making myself crazy. And then Monday, I just says, what are you doing? It doesn't matter. It'll be what it'll be. And it's okay to be without a car once in a blue moon. I would have preferred if I could have rented a car, but no one was getting in touch with me, and it turned out that there really was circumstances beyond my control. And I was just taking it so personally. It was crazy. I was insane. And so Monday, I decided, all right, I'm totally chill. I'm fine. I'm letting it go. So I ended up taking the train, the subway, into the city. I walked around the city. It was really nice, actually. I have to say that I do like having my car to go home whenever I want to go home. But it was really nice to just be able to walk around. And ended up meeting a friend. And so I got out of the station, the Penn Station, at 8th and 34th. And I walked down to 33rd and 5th. And then I walked back with her to 11th and 40th. And it was all a nice walk. Yeah, it was hot, but you know what? It was perfect. That, to me, was perfect weather. I wasn't sweating it, you know, literally. I just enjoyed it. And I was actually in what looked like a, I guess some people would say sneaker. It looks like a bowling shoe. So I was in a flat shoe. I wasn't in a heel. So I was totally in a comfortable shoe to walk. And then we got there. We were so early that we were, like, in the first group. And for some reason, you know, every single year, every single time, it's always different, something, you know. But just making that little decision to let go, I have to tell you, I had a very different experience. And it was really spectacular. It was like I was totally gone the whole time I was there. And no, it's exactly what it you get what you need at that moment, I am aware. But for the first time in a really long time, it met and surpassed my expectation. That's really the key. It surpassed. It met and surpassed my expectation. So it was just a really, really good time. And so instead of stressing it and whatever, we got in line, we got up there really quickly, I got a really long hug, I made a connection for the first time in a while, and I don't know, it was just amazing, I have to tell you. So by the time we ended up walking back, and it was a group of us, you know, we started out four, we shook off one, we shook off another, no, five of us, and then there were three, so five, four, three. And we walked back from 40th and 11th to Lexington and 33rd. And, you know, I have to tell you, in a leisurely walk, we still made it back fairly quickly. And I don't like to walk super slow. But I'll tell you the one bad observation. And this is all de Blasio's fault because he's just slacking on every level. And he's just, you know, incompetent, personally, in my opinion. That there are so many homeless people on the streets again, and years we haven't seen that, you know, that Giuliani really cleaned it up. And I have to give it to Bloomberg because he maintained that. And de Blasio absolutely let it all go. So crime is up, homeless is up. It's just, the city doesn't look the way it looked, you know, and unfortunate. It makes me sad, you know. But that's the sad. It's just a sad state of affairs. I guess there's nothing really that you can do about it now because the die's been cast. So all you have to do is ride it out and wait for this idiot to get out and have somebody competent come in that's, you know, actually into progression, foresight, and moving forward rather than hindsight and moving backward. Because that's exactly what this moron has done. You know, it's really funny because when they were campaigning, the slur campaigns against him turned out to be actually accurate. And, you know, it is what it is. It's disconcerting, and that's all. So, oh, I think it just started to downpour. I think it's raining. No, not yet. I may be able to get off this phone and get into my car and beat the rain. It's funny, you know, that yesterday it was like a deluge, and then I managed to skirt it. I got a little wet, but it wasn't anything, you know, it was nothing major. I didn't really care. Interesting, how's that? So it's summertime. If it's warm, I don't mind getting wet in the rain. In fact, one of my favorite things to do is walk in the rain, but it has to be warm. It can't be 60s, 50s, and under. Even 70s is kind of tough. You know how great it is for me personally in the 80s to have the rain just wash over you? I love that. It makes me extremely happy. And we all know it does not take a lot to make me happy. So there you have it. Although some people seem to think that I'm extremely mysterious, I don't even get that. Spend 5 minutes and talk to me and that will disappear. How's that? Will just disappear. Anyway, so the day that I was leaving, when I was going to Florida, I packed my bags and I put my earrings and my jewelry out. And of course, don't you know, I lost one of my favorite earrings. And now it's always the way. It's like you never lose an earring that's not a favorite. Like you go, I think I'll wear these today. And then you lose one and you go, I don't care so much. It's always the ones that you love the most. So one of my friends is telling me that I should do a project on all my lost earrings. I have to say that there's a project in there, definitely, with lost goods and what you keep, you know. So I have to tell you really fast. So one of the things that I did in Florida that I haven't done, I think I was a teenager the one time and the only time that I ever shot a gun. So here I am in Florida, and my mom has her license. It makes me laugh. And her BF has a license. And because of him, she got a license. Okay, so that's how that began. So I asked if I could go shooting with him because he's got an arsenal in his, they call it the gun room. You know, it's really funny. They have a gun room. So he has an arsenal in there. He just, you know, sorry about that. He has a hobby, and his hobby is buying and collecting guns. Don't pay attention to me. It's only me banging my head like the 90th time today. Well, actually, not today, this week. Probably the 90th time this week. Anyway, so because I do too many things at one time, right? So you have to take care of like 16 things because you're looking at it and you go, oh, I should move that. Oh, I should fix this. Oh, I should adjust that. Anyway, so I went to the gun range, and my brothers have all gone to the gun range with him, including my nephews. Actually, I don't know if both of my nephews have gone. I know that the younger nephew has gone, and he's, you know, he likes it. He's really into it. So after getting over the initial fear of walking behind somebody that's shooting a gun, that I have to tell you is that was the most difficult part of the whole thing, trying to walk past somebody that was actually shooting a gun, because every time it would go pop, and I can't even describe the pop, I was afraid to walk behind her. You know, the bullets are flying out. You're a good 3-4 feet behind her, but still, they had to come back and walk me across. That was really funny. So apparently I could be a sniper. It wouldn't take a lot of training, according to my instructor, for me to become a sniper because I am that good a shot. So he said that I was, and my mom was really funny because she said, no, not too much competition in this family. You're not too competitive now. So I shot my first, and I wasn't far off from the target, from the bullseye, but I was in range. So I was just outside the bullseye. And then by the third time I had it, all my groupings were all in the bullseye area. I don't think I missed the bullseye as we went forward. The guy was so impressed with me that he went out and he got one of their sheets that is an actual, I guess it would be a self-defense police thing. So they hang it and they move it 50 feet away. And what you do is your gun is resting, and then you pick it up and shoot. So he would say, go. And instead of like holding it for the longest time and trying to get my sight set and then focusing and then squeezing the trigger really slowly, I had the gun down, I pick it up and I shoot it. Now we're talking a rifle at this point. I never missed in the targeted areas. So apparently I'm very good. And he was just like, he's like, I can give you your license right now because number one, you're really safe. And number two, you've followed all the instructions and the directions and blah, blah, blah. I have to tell you, I don't know if I would shoot further, if I would, you know, continue to go. But it was definitely an experience. Although now my mother's BF is all like, next time you come back, we're going to get these guns and you'll shoot those and blah, 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 blah. And apparently my favorite gun, the handgun, is called the Lionheart. It's a 9mm, blah, 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 40, it was huge. This gun, I have to tell you, when it goes off in your hand, fire comes out of the tip, the nozzle, or whatever you call it, the end of the gun. And the first time I shot it, scared the heck out of me. One of those kind of makes you jump. I also shot the Walther PPK, James Bond's gun. That's an awful gun to shoot. It makes a lot of noise. It also has fire come out of it. And the bullet is so big for such a small gun that it's not about the kick so much as the noise and the fire burst. So I shot that one, I think, 3 times, and then I said, yeah, I don't want to shoot this gun. I shot a six-shooter cowboy gun. It's back handled heavy. The front of it is kind of light, so it's very hard to keep the nose up or down. So it's off balance. It's a very hard gun to shoot. That was the actual first gun I shot, and I shot it with both left and right. And I did equally well with both hands. My left hand overcompensated to the low right. My right hand overcompensated to the high left, because I'm backward and that's the way I go. And then I shot something that looks like something that would be underwater. It's a metal, it's a shiny silver gun. I have no idea what it's called, but it shoots the same bullets as all these others, 22s, but it has a very long, thin nozzle. I don't know what you call that, the shaft or the whatever. Yes, because my gun lingo is so on spot. Spot on gun lingo. It's okay. That doesn't bother me in the least. Anyway, so that one was kind of fun and a lot more accurate, but that wasn't my favorite. It was the kind of gun that looked like you should put a dart in it and shoot it underwater, you know? That's what it looked like. It looks like a real toy gun. It doesn't have that same, you know, gun feel. The Lionheart, I have to tell you, is a very heavy gun. 90 seconds. But I have to say that I shot that gun really well. So I'm the master of the Lionheart. 9mm, I don't know. I want to say it was shooting a 45, but I understand the millimeter thing now. So I think that, it was a pretty big bullet. It made a big hole. I shot a shotgun only once. Because first of all, it is really, really, 60 seconds, really, really loud, and it punches you. It doesn't just kick back, it punches you. So I have to tell you, I held the shotgun. I shot the shotgun once. I hit the target. Now, this was the target he gave me at 50 feet. I hit it right in the chest, heart dead on, and then I put it down and I said, I'm done. I don't want to shoot that again. That was really funny. So, of course, you know I'm going to do an art project with all of these toys. Oh, and I got to see the most amazing fireworks show, and we just stumbled upon it. That was pretty amazing, actually, now that I recall. I'm sorry. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about. We just stumbled upon it, and we were right there in the thick of it, right at the action. That was spectacular. And the debris that was falling off these fireworks that were, you know, yards away. It was out on a pier. We were standing on the beach. It's a short beach. So you go to the restaurant. They parked our car. It was all happened circumstance. It was pomp and circumstance. It just happen. We didn't plan it that way. We actually had reservations somewhere else, and we were going to go further out. And the traffic and the police, everything got closed. And poor planning, they closed long before we left. They closed at like 5, and we were on the road by 6:37. So we called up this other restaurant, and they said, yes, we'll take your car. Yes, we'll valet park it. Yes, yes, yes. Excellent. Fabulous. Fantastic. So we end up eating, and then we went outside. Within 15 minutes of us eating and going and standing outside, they were ready and going. And the fireworks show that they put on, it was comparable to the Macy's Day Parade, Macy's fireworks. The difference is I think they only did 3 barges this year rather than 6. This was one off of a pier, and it was almost an hour show, if it wasn't an hour exactly. It was spectacular. I can't even tell you. It was spectacular. I have debris that is huge that I'm going to put into a calendar project. But unbelievable fireworks show. It was like, and we were right there. You couldn't get any closer. You couldn't have a better view. Spectacular. Anyway, so that's all I have to say on that. And yeah, so thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show saying thank you for listening. I hope everybody had a spectacular 4th of July. I am going to the studio. I finished my last painting, and I'm about to start a new one. And that's it. All right. Talk to you next week. Have a great, great week, great weekend, and thank you, thank you. Bye.